to Match Them Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Good news from the state, and also a challenge. Good news is, it turns out that the state's going to take in almost $4.5 billion more in revenue than had been anticipated and that people had factored into their budget plans. And that's excellent. Part of the reason, of course, is now that the vaccines have kicked in and COVID appears to be receding as far as keeping people from getting out, going to restaurants, buying things, traveling, the economy kicking back in. Good news. That meant much more in sales taxes and income taxes. Everything else goes up. Question is what to do with it. Question is what to do with it. From Tony Evers' point of view, I assume, I've not talked to him about it, but if I were the governor, I want to use some of it to lower taxes for people making less than $100,000 a year, from incomes of zero up to $100,000, lower their taxes. Obviously, at the very bottom, they're not paying much anyway, but certainly people making $30,000 a year, $50,000, $75,000, $100,000, it's their taxes who should be lowered. Not the mega rich, not the donors to the Republican Party like happened under Walker. Second thing that should be done is there should be a significant investment in the UW system. The University of Wisconsin-Madison one time was ranked number 34 in the world, the U.S. News and World Report on universities. And I'm not talking about the United States, as great as that is. You know, including the Ivy League, University of Chicago, Stanford, the great universities other than Madison, like Berkeley and Michigan. So many universities in this country, thousands of them, and Oxford and Cambridge in merry old England, and Trinity in Dublin, and the Sorbonne in France, and Salamanca in Spain, and Heidelberg in Germany, and the universities in Russia, Japan, China, all of them. UW-Madison, number 34. UW-Milwaukee, for a couple of years now, has been R1 research institution, one of the top 130 in the country. In the country, UWM. You want a superb education, go to University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Superb faculty. By way of disclaimer, my father was a professor there for 34 years. Many of my family graduates of UWM, a superb university. It's being nickel and dime and dragged down ever since Scott Walker got in. Hates higher education. The Republican Party hates higher education, tries to drag it down, try to change his mission statement. We need to restore peer review. We need to restore statutory tenure, and we need to start funding it again. When I went to the UW-Madison Law School in 1972, my tuition was $250 a semester. And that was because the state was paying, I think, about 48% or so of the cost, the operating cost for UW-Madison. Now it's roughly 17%. It's ridiculous. You could freeze tuition, do it, but get it up there, have it paid for by the state, increase the amount the state pays from 17% to 25% to 30%. Start moving it up. Restore the greatness of our great university. And part of that $4.5 billion could go to education at the high school level and the grade school level around the state and capital projects. It's terrific. What is the obstacle? The challenge is the Republican Party. The Republican Party, in their response to Evers' budget, will be to cut transit to two places, Milwaukee and Madison, that have mass transit. Two places. You want to know why? Because they are seen as voting Democratic and the Republican boss wants to stick a knife in their back. That's why. So Voss is going to propose that all $4 billion go to upper income taxpayers and tax breaks. He'll throw a bone or two. He'll throw a morsel of breadcrumb to the pigeons for lower income taxpayers. But just like with Trump, about 87 or 8% of it will go to people in the upper, not just 1%, 1/10 of 1%, Walker exempted people who own manufacturing companies from paying income taxes. Come on. They own a manufacturing company. Some of them have income of many millions a year. They don't even have to add any jobs. They could actually be bad managers. Some of them are good managers. Some are bad. Who cares? Just because of the status. So you have that with Voss doing it now too. So what happens here? Evers proposed a budget. The Republicans will scrap it, send back their own budget, or carve it up and mutilate it. Evers has what's called a line item veto. It's been called in the past the Vanna White veto. You know, Vanna White, who just turns the letters and opens up letters. In the old days, you could shift letters between lines. You could shift numbers between lines. You could cross out the word no. You could or not, you know, that kind of stuff. You can still do some of that. It's not as obvious as it was in the past. But Evers can do that. But even so, that's not going to take care of this problem totally. What Evers has said he may do is veto the entire budget. If they come back with garbage, if they come back with a Putin budget, an ISIS-type budget, deliberately to vandalize and injure the state of Wisconsin to try to weaken a Democratic administration so their hack Republican candidate who runs this coming time against Evers, you'll have to turn to him because Evers will look bad because they hacked up the state. Well, he may veto the whole budget. You know, if it's a bizarre Frankenstein budget, he may have to veto it. What happens when he vetoes the budget? There's no budget. They don't have 2/3. They do not have a veto-proof legislature to put their mischief into effect. Under the law, the old budget remains going forward. The problem with that is, if you apply a budget from 2 years ago, there's been inflation in 2 years. Not a ton, but there's been some inflation. Not only do some salaries, you can't just say everybody in the state doesn't get a raise for the heck of it. You can't do that. Got to incentivize people. But in addition, fuel costs more. Food costs more. There are cafeterias all over the state and universities, prisons, office, everywhere. Everything costs more. Vehicles cost more. Maintenance costs more. Capital projects cost more. Get a bid on building a house and then get it a year from now and see how much it goes up, okay? It goes up. Even just holding inflation couldn't be done under that theory. And Robin Voss and the Vandal legislature, the gerrymandered legislature, the illegitimate legislature wants that, in my view. So the way they accomplish it is they go, okay, well, we're going to take that $4.5 billion and basically give it to our donors. Basically give it to our donors. That's basically what they're doing. We'll throw a couple of crumbs to the pigeons. You know, you sit on a park bench, there's a bunch of pigeons, throw them some popcorn or bread, and they peck at it. They peck at it. That's what they will do for the average person, and then goes to their donors. Democrats won't let that happen. We'll veto it. Line item, do what they can. But if it's too grotesque, it's like, you know, if somebody's really mutilated and a plastic surgeon goes to work, I mean, there's only so much you can do. Got to get something to work with. Evers may have to veto the whole thing. And if he vetoes the whole thing, we're left with a budget that doesn't take into account even rudimentary inflation in the last 2 years, which means people have to be laid off. A lot of people have to be laid off. A lot of essential people. There'll have to be curtailment of buying needed supplies. That's what's going to happen because of the Republican Party, gerrymandered party, illegitimate party, party that is intent on injuring the state of Wisconsin in two ways. One way is to simply blow up anything any Democratic administration does to make them look bad, even though it would help the state. Then number two, once they get in, knife the state even worse, like Walker did. Corrupt, offers Chinese company Foxconn $4.5 billion, turns down $1 billion of our federal tax dollars, our own, for railroad, Medicaid. Didn't go back to the government to reduce the deficit. It went to California, Minnesota. He did that anyway. Turned down $50 million in broadband for rural Wisconsin. Go to rural Wisconsin. I have relatives all over the place in rural Wisconsin. Up in the Hayward area, Random Lake, outside of Whiskey Rapids, Wisconsin Rapids, Monroe, Wisconsin. Try getting broadband in some of those places. Try getting the internet. It's very spotty, very, very spotty. Sometimes I have trouble getting a cell phone out. Republicans don't care. Anyway, that is what is happening. Stand by. About $4.4 billion, maybe a little more. You could easily go. If you had statesmen in there, both parties who said the tax breaks for people making under $100,000 a year, property tax relief, more money for the University of Wisconsin to restore its greatness, great university, UWM, the whole system, and public education, statewide education, high schools, grade schools. Even enforcement and cleanup of the environment, there are forever chemicals up in Marinette County. Yes, in Dane County. You think your big environmentalists over there? Well, do something about it. There are forever chemicals in some of the water in Dane County, La Crosse County, Kewaunee County, Marinette County. It's going to go all over the state. Let's clean that up. As long as you have a Republican legislature in there, they will vandalize and injure the state on purpose. On purpose. I want to get back briefly to the Virginia primary. Terry McAuliffe won it. That's great. He's going to beat Glenn Youngkin. Glenn Youngkin, the Republican, he was nominated by delegates, not by a primary of any sort. CEO of the Carlyle Group, private equity firm for 25 years. He knows where the money's buried, but it's not money that's going to help with Virginia. But there were four or five other races that I want to highlight because they are canaries in the coal mine. Canaries in the coal mine. And in one of them, a Trump Republican beat a moderate state representative Republican. And in several others, a very left-wing Democrat beat a moderate Democrat. The parties are starting to go to the extremes. And that is the canary in the coal mine. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.